Hey guys, this is B from Arbitrary Advice, your one-stop shop for advice, arbitrary and otherwise. We talk about anything and everything, from serious issues to internet challenges and life hacks. Have a question or topic you want covered? I'm available through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or email me at arbitraryadvicepodcast@gmail.com. My mission is to help people through their challenges, no matter the size. New episodes every Sunday and available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. Our special guest, Ava, is back. Say hello, Ava.
Hey, how's it going?
They can't answer you, but...
I'm sure it's going good then.
Positivity. So the first thing that we wanted to talk about was Battleship and how amazing it is. It's the best game ever. What do you think?
Depends if you win or not. No, I'm just kidding. It's the best game ever.
Do you actually think it's the best game ever? Because I think it's the best game ever. It's my favorite game.
I actually don't really think it's the best game ever, but I don't know what the best game ever is. I don't think I have a favorite.
I'm butthurt.
I don't know. I like Sorry.
My last episode was all about games, which... Guys, Ava's a fake fan. She doesn't even listen to my podcast because she doesn't know how.
What website do you go to?
I'm gonna help her out. Okay, do you listen to Apple Music or do you listen to Spotify?
I have Spotify.
You have Spotify?
I have Spotify. I don't have Apple Music.
Okay, go on Spotify right now. We're gonna help her listen to us, okay?
Okay, and for those of you who don't know how to listen, which you probably do if you're listening, you can learn too.
Okay, so search here. Wait, go here, click podcast, do search, type in arbitrary advice. ARBITRARY.
Arbitrary. Oh, there you are.
Yup. Now you can follow me.
Okay.
And listen to all my episodes.
Oh, cool.
Okay, guys, we have another audience member. I have a lot of, this is our 20th episode, so you have a lot to catch up on.
I'll put it in lawn when I'm driving in the car.
Okay, good. That's a good commute option.
Yeah, sometimes it could be better than the radio talk show host.
Heck yeah, thanks. I'm gonna take that as a compliment, even though you don't listen to me yet.
I've heard one.
True. We listened to one together.
That's good.
And then you also technically heard the one that we made together.
Yeah.
So, I have this running poll right now. I'm not sure if you've seen it. I've posted it on all my social media except for Snapchat because I don't know how to do a poll on Snapchat.
Is it that Abraham Lincoln thing?
Thomas Jefferson. So what do you think? Do you think that young Thomas Jefferson, not old Thomas Jefferson like the one in the pictures or the paintings, but young Thomas Jefferson, do you imagine that he was sexy or not?
Are we talking about before he was able to grow a beard?
Like when he was young, like our age, like 20s.
So,
do you think that he could have been sexy?
Maybe for his time.
That's what I'm saying.
Not for today's time.
Like, I feel like if Thomas Jefferson were alive today, and he was dressed in clothes of now, and he was young, he would be hot. I just feel like Thomas Jefferson would be hot, because he was so popular.
Let me Google a picture of him.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll just... use this time to say that if you guys need anything at all, just find me on Instagram or Facebook at Arbitrary Advice, no capital symbols or spaces, on Twitter at Advice Arbitrary, and by email at arbitraryadvicepodcast@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please leave reviews. I know you can leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, or if you can leave reviews on whatever other platform you listen on, please leave reviews. I would love the feedback. And also, I lost my train of thought. What do you think?
I hate to admit it, but I think he could have been hot.
Okay, thank you. Right now, so far, some of the polls I made multiple days long, so I don't know, but so far, I'm right. So far, people agree. But we'll see what happens at the end. I will keep everybody posted after all the polls are finished, because I took polls on my personal accounts and my podcast accounts. Also, I have a little bit of a story time that I just thought about. So today, I don't know if I already told you this or not, but today my grandma came over. Okay. And I was like, look, I have this little microphone, because like, I just got like this new microphone.
Oh, yeah, I think you did tell me.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to tell the listeners.
Okay.
So my grandma comes over, and I like show her this new microphone, and I'm like, and she's like, oh, like, what do you need a microphone for? And I was like, oh, like, I have a podcast. And she was like, what's a podcast? And I was like, okay. So it's pretty much like a radio show, but like it's through apps on your phone instead of on the radio. You know, obviously if you're listening to this, then you know what a podcast is. But I was trying to explain it to my grandma, and it's kind of hard to explain. And she was like, oh, so you have like your own radio show. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well, that's scary. And I was like, why? And anyways, so my grandma thinks that everybody's out to get you all the time. So she thinks it's scary that I do this podcast. So
Stranger danger.
Please don't murder me through my microphone if that's a possibility. I want to live.
Yeah. Please don't murder her. She's my friend.
Yeah, exactly. See? Thank you. So we wanted to give advice on not acting like you're dating someone you're not dating. So, aka, know your place when you are in the friend zone.
If somebody says, I just want to be friends, do not act like you are dating. Do not invite them to grill with you at your house.
Roasted.
Please don't.
Well, real adults grill out together and it's okay, but because this is an issue.
Yeah, because of the situation.
Yeah.
Of doing friends.
You know that it's more than a friend thing.
Went the wrong way.
If you can't already tell, Ava has a situation where she's point blank told a guy that she just wants to be friends and he's still pushing the issue.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Know your place.
Please.
When you're in the friend zone.
Please don't make it awkward if I bring home a boyfriend or something.
Yeah.
Well, not really home. He doesn't live with me, but, like, if I'm around with a boyfriend, please.
If I bring, like, just be my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I've never had this friend zone problem, but, wow, that makes me sound like a bitch. Yeah, you know, all the guys, they just don't love me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Wait, but technically, he loves me.
True, he likes you.
It's not mutual.
But... Roasted. Wow. Yeah, I don't think I've ever... Have I ever friend-zoned a guy before? Do we know? You know my whole life, so...
I know there was one dude. You ended up blocking him, I believe.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I dated him, though.
I know, but, like, after that, I'm pretty sure you tried to friend-zone him.
And then he ended up being a psycho. Yeah. Guys, I have a really bad track record for exes, so, like, we just don't talk about it. But, like, if enough people were curious, I would talk about them. But I would need, like, Ava to come back and support me while I talk about these crazy-ass mofos. Okay.
Yeah, I've met some crazy guys, too.
Only my current boyfriend is not a psycho.
And then, also... This wasn't in our script, but...
It's okay. It's just an outline.
Okay. If you're on, like, Tinder or something, or Bumble, and you meet a guy...
I wouldn't know about this, so continue. I'm curious.
And a lot of people add you on Snapchat because it's easier to talk. Mm-hmm. If you add somebody on Snapchat and they keep sending you pictures...
What kind of pictures?
Of what you think is them, but on Snapchat you can tell if it comes from your photo album or if it's an actual picture taken.
Oh, okay, so...
If it has a black outline around it, it comes from their photo album, which means they're probably catfishing you.
Oh, snap. I did not know this.
Block them.
Block them.
I would say, because...
Advice of the day, block him. Okay. Or her. We won't discriminate against genders.
You don't want to talk to somebody who can't send you their own picture.
Boom. Wow, that was good advice.
Yeah, I know.
See, I wouldn't know because I never used Tinder or Bumble or anything because, you know.
Yeah, I had to do it like today because I was like.
See, back in my day.
He's like, ooh, let's get on Snapchat.
Back in my day when you were single, you just went on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or
back in your day.
Or, you know, you can be a normal person and talk in person, but, you know, nobody has time for that anymore.
Yeah, right.
You have to make sure they're not a psycho first. See, this is why you don't meet people on Instagram.
Well, this was on Bumble.
True. But I'm saying 3 out of... So, like, 90% of the guys that I talked to on Instagram ended up being psychos. So don't use Instagram.
Same with Bumble.
Just talk to people in person. That's the moral of the story, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Phone calls, if you're talking to somebody online, is probably a good idea.
Although, I will say...
I'm kind of awkward, so I haven't done it a whole lot, but I think it is beneficial.
Yeah. I will say that one guy, we'll call him Charlie. I don't know any Charlies, I don't think. So we're going to call this guy Charlie. You're going to know. You went on a date with me, with him, because I was scared to meet him on my own. Do you remember this? To a smoothie place. The smoothie place you used to work at. Remember? Me and
you. I remember some guy, but I thought you already met him.
No, that was my first time meeting him in person. I was scared to meet him, so I was like, you're coming with me. So, guys, if you're scared to go on a date, bring your friend.
Man, I don't really remember this, but I'm a good friend.
Do you really not remember?
I remember going to Tropical Smoothie with you.
It's okay, keep going.
Wait, we can't say Tropical Smoothie?
I guess we can, yeah. It was Tropical Smoothie that we went to. They don't know which one.
Well, technically, not everywhere has Tropical Smoothie, so if y'all from, like, some different state,
Either way, it's a smoothie place.
Oh my goodness, I just gave up our location.
No, you didn't.
I said different states. I don't think all states have it.
Yeah, but they don't know which state we're in.
Okay. I know, but they can Google which states have Tropical
Smoothies.
Yeah,
but they're not going to figure it out. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
It's fine. We're not scared like my grandma. But what was I saying? Oh, so you went with me on this date to Tropical Smoothie to meet Charlie.
Do you have a picture of
But
him?
His name's not Charlie. Well, I blocked him on everything, because remember, he ended up... I went to your house afterwards, and, like, he kept saying stuff to me, and he kept calling me his girl, and I was like, boy, we are not dating.
Do you remember what his Instagram name is? You could search it on mine.
Okay. Intermission. I will cut some of this out so that it's not so much silence. Okay, let's see if I can find... Okay, it's his friend. Shit. Nope, that's not him. Anyways, this guy was, like, really, really, Oh, here he is. Him. Do you remember him?
No.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm pretty sure it was you that went on the date with me, because somebody went with me, and I don't know who else it would have been, because I went to your house afterwards. But anyways, not important. We went on a date with him. We went on a date with him to Tropical Smoothie. But the one thing, my point was, even though he was a complete psychopath, the one thing I liked about him is that he FaceTimed me instead of... I like FaceTiming instead of calling and texting, because you can see their face, and, like, it's hard to fake a FaceTime.
Yeah.
So. But he was the one that, like, I ended up finding out that he was, like, abusive to, like, his ex.
This is all ringing a bell.
You literally went on the date with me. We all sat at the table.
This is, like, the one dude who said I went out with him, and I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so another story time is, this guy hits her up, what was it on, Tinder?
Bumble.
Oh, Bumble. And he's like, hey, like, well, like, long time no see, like, we went on a date, like, a year ago or something, and She's like, she has no memory of this.
I mean, I recognize his profile, which is, like, why I liked him. I just don't recall actually ever meeting him. I remember seeing him before.
T. That's really funny.
That's so bad.
I can't imagine going on a date with someone and not remembering. Like, he must have been really bad to, like, he just not memorable.
I don't know. Maybe if I were to meet him again, it'd ring a bell, but I don't know if I want to meet him again.
You know, you remember that one guy I went on a date with, and then, like, I think he stopped talking to me because I didn't kiss him, but I didn't get the memo? Do you know what I'm talking about? The guy that, like, we went to the movies, we saw The Martian. It was, like, senior year. I saw The Martian with him, and he was, like, super polite, like, opened the door for me, gave me a jacket. You know, do you remember me talking about this?
The Martian. I remember you saw The Martian.
Yeah, I was on a date. It was senior year.
Okay.
First semester.
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't on this date.
Okay. Well, you only went on the first date.
You only went on one date with me. This is another guy. This is a completely different guy. Anyways, so at the end of the date, he gets out, opens the door for me again, walks me to my porch, and I take off his sweatshirt and hand it to him and basically run inside. Like, I was like, because he wanted to kiss me and I was scared. So I just didn't. And I think he stopped talking to me after
that. Oh, that is so sad.
I'm sorry.
I, like, got scared because I, like, wanted to kiss him, but, like, I was scared. So I just, like, was like, here's your jacket and ran. Anyways, I didn't know you didn't know that story. Hashtag Brittany got fucking ghosted.
I remember you said you went and saw the movie with somebody. I remember you seeing The Martian.
See, I don't have a lot of date stories because I'm in a relationship now and it's, like, not the same as dating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're dating, but I'm not going on... Okay, well, we go on dates, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's different when you're in a relationship. It's not as
interesting.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean...
But it's just not... I'm not like, oh, this guy and this guy.
It's more repetitive.
Yeah, it's repetitive. It's comfortable. But in a good way, I guess. Shout out to my boyfriend. Anyways. Plus, I didn't go on dates with most of the guys I talked to because I would be too scared to be murdered. Which is why if I was single now, I think I'd be single forever because I don't think I'd go on a Tinder date. I think I'd be too much of a pussy for that.
Yeah, I have to really start talking to you more in order for me to meet you. A lot of people are like, hey,
what
you doing tonight? And I'll be like,
not you.
I'm going to stay in bed.
No, and then every guy online, like, I have a lot of friends, and I follow this account called She Rates Dogs on Twitter and Instagram. I follow both of those accounts. And she pretty much posts, like, the terrible things that guys say on, like, Tinder, and, like, the terrible pickup lines, and, like, how angry they get. She, like, exposes these dudes, okay? And, some of them say some awful things and, like, really disgusting.
Yeah, I've had some pretty weird things.
Have you ever had any guys send pics?
No.
Like, those kind of pics?
No.
That's
thank
good.
Goodness. Although, I think
I
know
got
on
out
Bumble,
of there.
You have to approve if somebody sends you a picture.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Use Bumble, guys. You won't get unsolicited dick pics.
Yeah. Because somebody sent me a picture of their dog, and I remember I had to, like, uncover it to see it, and I was like, oh, this is a cute dog.
Wait, you also went on another date with me with, the one that I dated for, like, a couple days, and then we broke up. Remember, we went to
Rita's?
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, guys, she's a real one. She went on two dates with me because I was scared. No, I had already gone on a date with him, but he wanted to meet you because you were, like, you're my best friend.
Oh, I feel honored. Although he turned out to be, like, a psychopath.
Okay. Oh my god, and I feel bad because I, like, met his parents and everything. I felt bad. Aww. I felt really bad. And even his friends were like, don't date him if you're just gonna dump him. And I was like, I'm not, I swear. And then I totally did that because it was, like, not even a week. Well, but if he didn't start, like, he could have played it cool a little longer, and I might not have, you know. Anyways.
Yeah, and if you're a guy and you meet a cute girl who seems really nice, please do not pour your heart out to them the very first day.
Yeah, that's, like, really intimidating.
That's happened. Please don't say you're going to support them and care for them and
love
them.
Oh my god, that happened to you? I'd be like, wife me up. I'm just kidding.
Please don't act like military men. Tough guy.
It's always military men.
It wasn't even a military guy.
Oh. So he ain't even got good benefits. Next.
No.
Next in line.
He was just like, oh yeah, we should go on a date. And I was like, yeah, let's go to dinner. That'd be fine. Then next thing you know, he's like, I want a real relationship and I want to care for you. I want to support
you. Had you even met him at this point?
Yes.
Oh.
He was a mutual, well, my friend's friend.
Mm. Interesting. You know, I really did not know that this conversation was going to go here, but I like it.
I thought I told you about it.
No, I don't think so.
See, I don't have the messages anymore because that was on my other account.
Oh.
I think I blocked him on this one.
On your other
or
account?
No.
You shady. You catfish. You want to confess?
My old
to
Snapchat.
Everyone?
I had an old Snapchat that I deleted. And now I have a new Snapchat. He was on my old Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
I didn't add him on the new one.
Okay. No, but, okay, wait, I have, okay, psycho story. Okay, ready? I think you remember this. So that same guy that you went on a date with me with, not the psycho that you don't remember going on a date with, but the psycho you do remember going on the date with. Okay. You catch me? Okay. We should have given him a fake name, too, so that I can stop being like, this psycho, not that psycho.
I don't know.
He, like, name literally...
Crispy.
Huh?
Name him Crispy.
Ew, no. Crusty.
Crusty.
Anyway, so Crusty made a new... He made, like, multiple Instagrams. But see, this is how you know he's a dumb stalker. Because he didn't try to use a fake name. He just used his actual name.
Oh, wow, you're a genius.
And then tried to follow me again. And I was like, block? Like, every single time. He also would, like, before I blocked him on Snapchat, he, like, went on this trip with, like, his best friend and his family and got, like, super drunk and was, like, Snapchatting me all these, like, paragraphs about how he missed me and stuff. And I was like, bro, we dated for a week. You didn't even love me. Like, I don't even know. But, yeah. He was like, I miss you. Do you remember this? Were you there?
I think so.
I played some of the videos for you. Like, I was like, open this with me and, like, played them.
I think so.
Like, he was literally, like, stumbling drunk in these videos. I was like, yeah, what a winner.
Yeah.
He also smoked, what's it called? Tobacco. It's kind of like, fuck. What's it called? Hookah?
A hookah?
Yeah, yeah, he smoked that.
Oh. I've never smoked a hookah because I'm a good person.
Wow.
Well, I'm not you're saying a you're a bad person if you smoke a hookah. I'm just saying. You probably shouldn't be smoking a hookah.
I've never smoked anything in my life, unless you count hitting a vape once. Does that ruin my smoking virginity?
Yep.
Damn. But that's not technically not smoke, it's vapor.
I mean, so I've technically it's still never inhaling smoked your
anything.
Lungs.
But I've never smoked anything. I've inhaled. Because if that's the case, people that have asthma have smoked. They've smoked their inhalers.
Oh. I mean, technically.
I'm still
counting.
And
when you're in elementary school, you know, people used to smoke Smarties.
And technically, oh, true, but I never knew how to do that. I
could never do it. You just crush the powder up and then...
Okay, kids, don't listen.
You don't listen to me.
Anyways. it's okay. My audience is not children, so it's mostly college kids. Unless my statistics are off, but...
Yeah, and then, like, all of a sudden you're on, like, this pediatric podcast, and millions
Hello,
of parents
kids.
Don't like you.
I don't even know what kids today watch. Barney, no.
No.
I fucking loved Barney. I don't even know why.
Kids today watch other kids play on
I
YouTube.
Know, dude, it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, let's watch these toy reviews, and I'm like... You're watching these kids play with toys, like, low-key creepy. Like, if, like, that's, like, the equivalent of, like, me watching you, like, drink beer. Just, like, watching videos of you drinking beer. Like, what?
Yeah. But me in front of Kara. Okay. I like this beer. I'm on to gulp number two.
Although, I feel like some people do watch reviews of, like...
When
like,
will I get drunk?
I guess it's... I don't know why it's so weird, actually. Because, like, I watch reviews of stuff. Like, unboxings of stuff.
I mean, that's different. Are you talking about, like, gender reveals?
No, like, if I really want, like, let's say I wanted the new iPhone. I would go on YouTube and watch people open the new iPhone and, like, talk about it.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, okay, well, so maybe I can't judge. I'm in no place to judge because I watch unboxing some things.
Although I did watch one video of, like, a person unboxing one of those, like, silicone babies that look really, really real.
Those are creepy.
It was kind of annoying, because she, like, took freaking forever to unwrap the actual baby, and, like, every single item of clothes. She's like, oh my goodness! And I'm like, okay, it's literally just baby clothes. I'm sorry. Whoever made that video, if you're listening, I'm not trying to judge you.
They don't know, because there's probably tons of those type of videos, and you didn't say their username.
Yeah, I don't know their username, so I don't have a problem with that.
This episode is juicy.
I know.
We haven't even talked about half the stuff we were gonna talk about, but it's fine. This episode can just be long. And you know what? Hashtag listener appreciation.
Yes, if you're still listening.
Especially because... Out. Especially because there's a good possibility that in a couple weeks I will not be able to post again. And I hate myself for it, but I have like 1,000 projects due because it's the end of the semester. Blame school. I only have one more year and then we never have to deal with this bullshit again. Well, unless I do a master's. But we're just not even going to talk about a master's right now because I am too burnt out to think about it.
Yes, take your time.
With school?
Yes.
See, everybody older is like, no. If you're going to get a master's, you need to do it right out of college. Like, just get it done, because if you leave, you're not going to want to go back.
I mean, that is true, too, but once you make yourself go back, I feel like it's better.
Yeah, I just kind of want to work for, like, a few years. Mm-hmm. Pay off the school that I already, you know,
mm-hmm.
already have got loans on. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, like, right now I'm working, and then eventually I want to go back to school again.
Yeah, save money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. School, man. It's a whole problem. Yo, shout out to my one professor. In the middle of class, he was like, okay, guys, let's form a trust circle. And he just, pretty much, we just talked a bunch of shit about how stressful school is and, like, how a lot of professors don't care. And he's like, well, I care, like, you know? And I was like, that meant a lot. Like, he just let us pretty much have a vent sesh, and it was really nice. So, if you're a professor, or if you're my professor, shout out to you. But if you're a professor, give your students a day to vent, and they will like you a lot more.
I bet. Everybody loves to get things off their chest.
Yeah, we literally just all sat in a circle and, like, just talked about how shitty school is sometimes. Pretty much. I mean, to sum it up. Okay, so we actually wanted to talk about, like, some good movies and shows that we've watched. And I wanted to bring up My Girl as the first one that we talk about, because this is, like, one of the first movies that we watched together, and I had never seen it, and you were like, we have to watch this movie, and then we both started crying at the same spot.
Everybody cries at the same spot.
Oh my gosh, and I don't cry at movies easily. Like, I cry at videos, like military homecomings, cute puppies. I'll cry at songs in an instant. I will cry at a sad melody. Doesn't even have to have lyrics, and I'll cry. But movies, it's hard to make me cry from a movie, and that movie had me crying. That movie and, crap, what's it called? The Fox and the Hound. You know what I'm talking about? The Disney movie?
Yeah.
I think it's called The Fox and the Hound. That one makes me cry so hard when she has to take him back to the woods and leave him there. And he's, like, not understanding why she's leaving him. The old lady, oh my god, it makes me cry every time.
See, I'm a crier in movies, so, like, a lot of movies I'll cry in. It's just, like,
maybe
another
one. Maybe the next poll I take will be, are you a movie crier or
and
not?
And then that movie, A Dog's Purpose.
Oh my gosh, no.
I cried many times, because each time the dog died, I basically cried, and the whole movie is the dog dying, coming back to life.
I watched the second one to that, but I, like, didn't finish, because I fell asleep. But
I don't think I could watch the second one. I was crying my eyes out the first
time. I like, teared up a little, but I didn't cry. Like, Marley and me teared up, but didn't bawl.
Oh, I sobbed.
Yeah, see, no. I don't know what it is. I think I have, like, no heart when it comes to movies. I don't know. It's, like, really hard to make me cry in a movie. Like, I'll tear up. I don't count tearing up as crying, though. Like, I'm talking, like, full on, like, like, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Fox and the Hound, My Girl, and there's probably one other movie that's made me do that, but I can't think of what it's called.
I've gotten better about crying, though. A lot of movies have kind of just become, like, oh, yeah, the classic broken heart scene. You're all upset, somebody's leaving, but then they always come back.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's really, really touchy, then yeah, I'll cry.
Movies, man. Movies are good. You also brought up Case 39. It's a movie, right?
Yeah, I just watched it, I think, either yesterday or Sunday. It might have been Sunday. Anyway, today's Tuesday, so a couple days ago. And it's about this girl. I'm trying to give you the short story because I lectured you the whole movie earlier.
She told me a whole summary.
This, like, Child Protective Services worker ends up fostering a girl who turns out to not be...
But don't spoil the ending.
Never mind.
This girl turns out to not be a little girl, right?
No, well, sort of.
Okay, so just don't say, like, what happens, but, like, give a little more info. Here, maybe we can find a thing online because, like, somebody could look it up and see.
Yeah, chaos basically starts to unravel and pieces start coming together.
Every movie ever. It's like,
I'm trying. Plot
climax. Okay, in her many years as a social worker, Emily Jenkins thinks she has seen it all until she meets 10-year-old Lilith? Is
yeah.
that how you say it?
Lilith.
And the girl's cruel parents. When the parents try to harm the child, Emily assumes custody of Lilith while looking for a foster family. However, she soon finds that dark forces surround the seemingly innocent child, and the more she tries to protect Lilith, the more horrors she encounters. Courtesy of Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's or a Google. Good summary. It doesn't what is spoil this? It for you.
I don't know where this summary came from. Is it Google? Is this a Google summary?
I guess so. Just Google it and okay. the summary that comes
That's the
up.
Summary that the first summary that comes up is that. I think it's Google. But I didn't know if Google pulled it from another source. That's the only reason I said that.
I mean, you probably could, like, look more into it, but...
Yeah, but anyways.
Just Google and it'll come
do
up.
Do you recommend? Out of 10 stars, how many stars do you think that movie got?
It is a scary movie, so if you like scary movies, then I would recommend it. I would say, let me give it an 8.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty high. Did you ever watch The Act on, I think it was Netflix?
Hulu, yes.
Oh, Hulu, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love The Act.
Is it still on Hulu? I heard they took it off because I heard they, like, got sued or something for making it.
I don't know if it's still on Hulu okay, or not, well. But it really made me curious about, like, the whole situation because it's based off a true story. Like, yeah, I started yeah. doing a whole bunch of it research was, after that.
Yeah, me
about
too.
About the actual people.
Me too. It was a really good show, though.
It was a really yeah. good show.
So, highly recommend if it's still on Hulu, but I heard rumors, and I don't know if they were just rumors or not, that they were taking it off because she was suing. She's supposed to get out of jail soon.
Yeah, she is.
Which, honestly, like, I heard there was, like, huge Twitter debates about whether or not she should have actually been in jail in the first place. Because, like, yes, she committed murder. But at the same time, her mom tortured her whole life. So that was the only way for her to get out of it.
And then technically, it was more like assisted murder. She's not the one who did the actual killing.
Well, but she also planned it.
Yeah, I mean, so assisted murder.
Yeah, but I mean,
she helped with the process.
Planned it. Though like she she's the one the... that like she pretty much hired a hitman to do it for her.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I mean I definitely
like
personally
she,
I think maybe a year or two. I don't know how long she got like
I think
20 something years.
She should have got like 10. I think she got like a I think she got I don't even know how many she got. But her mom was crazy. Like I looked up stories. Did you look up stories about her mom? Her mom was a psycho.
I know her mom was a psycho.
And had, like, well, obviously, because she tortured her whole life, but it, like, went back to, like, I watched an interview of her mom's parents, and she tried to poison her stepmom.
Oh, my goodness. I did not
with,
know that stuff.
Yeah, I watched, you gotta, like, look up interviews of, like, their family. And, like, she tried to poison her stepmom. They're pretty sure she killed her own mother.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. I mean, I don't know how true any of this is, but according to, like, the interviews I watched, they were like, yeah, she was the one taking care of her mom when her mom died. Because her mom was, like, sick, and I guess she, like, wasn't properly taking care of her.
Mm.
Or something. So, yeah. Wow. It was crazy. It's, like, a crazy story. It's just crazy how psycho people are.
I know. Like, I guess that's the main topic today, just psycho people.
Yeah. I feel bad for comparing the psycho people that weren't actually psycho, but just, yeah. like, went crazy on me, because they, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not literally
They're not
psychos,
actually psychos.
Just kind of.
Just a little crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, these people are on another level. Murderer psychos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. There's, like, different levels of psycho. I consider myself psycho, but not, like, that psycho, you know?
Same. My like, thought process little... sometimes is just like, oh my goodness. Why am I doing this?
I'm just really, like, I think I'm, I don't know how, I don't know the right term, so I'm just going to say a term and it's not going to make any sense, but I'm, like, introvertedly psycho. Like, I overthink everything in my own head.
So that's just called overthinking.
Right, but I take it to another level because it affects things outside. Like, it affects, like, you know, me doing anything or me...
I mean, that's the anxiety.
Right. Okay. So we're just pretty much... Maybe I'm not psycho. I just have issues.
We all do.
It's
okay.
called anxiety and depression in the end.
It's okay.
It's fine. You know what I hate? Can we talk about this for a second? This episode's gonna be so long, but it's fine. I'm enjoying having this conversation. Can we talk about how I almost feel like the generation above us, or maybe the generation above them, like, mental illnesses didn't exist then. And so as soon as you say, I have anxiety and depression, they're like, yeah, and so does everyone else your age. Like, have you noticed that? And so, like, it's frustrating because I feel like people don't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I've had issues with anxiety since I was, like, 11, but, you know, I just didn't know what it was. It
to a certain extent, some more so than others.
Well, I mean, some people get anxious about, like, tests and stuff.
Yeah, like, there's general anxiety, like, oh, I'm about to go in for an interview. Of course you're anxious.
Yeah, that's, like, normal, though.
Yeah.
It's and then when, it's like, a disorder when it starts to affect your everyday life.
Because I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. I don't think mine's like that. Like, okay, well. okay, so this is like a therapy session. Welcome to therapy. My anxiety is actually pretty bad. I've gotten to a point where, like, I don't get out of bed anymore half the time. But I also learned, and I don't know how true this is, because, like, I've done my own research, but, like, I don't know if my research is credible, but I've heard that anxiety and depression are, like, sisters. Like, they come in pairs.
I believe that.
And so I was like, that's kind of interesting, because, like, for me, the way that I describe it, and you're totally not a therapist, but...
Yeah, don't come to me. I'm not a therapist.
Me either. I think I have good advice, but I'm not a therapist. So, like, if you think you need a therapist, go to see a professional.
Yes,
but,
please. Don't come to me. I can be kind of blunt sometimes.
Retweet. Describe it as, like, my anxiety causes me to isolate myself, which then causes me to be depressed.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be really, really anxious to the point where, like, I don't want to be around people. Like, I reach a limit of, like, public interaction in a day. Like,
that's
I just can't, I can't, like, I can't be one of those people that's, like, out all the time. Like, for example, when I work, I'm with people all day long. I'm out in public. When I come home, I'm done. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going out to eat. I'm not going, you can't make me do anything. Like, I'm done. And I feel like that's really hard to handle if you're, like, one of my friends or something, because a lot of times people will be like, hey, like, let's go do this. I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm in for the night. Like, sorry. If you want to hang out with me, come to my place. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, I think my biggest issue is when I'm around people I'm not super close with, like, not super familiar with, then I'm just like...
Oh, I'm anxious around everyone.
Like, tiresome.
I'm not as anxious around, like, my family, but that's because I grew up with them. But, like, I still get anxious if I'm with my family in, like, crowds. Like, for example, I remember one time I had this whole ass meltdown, and I was, like, a solid, I want to say, like, 14. I'm pretty sure I was in high school, if not, like, 8th grade. So I was, like, definitely old enough to not have a meltdown, but, like, this was before I really knew I had anxiety, which, not that the diagnosis of anxiety really changed anything for me, other than I had, like I knew more of what was going on with me, because before, I used to get even more scared because I just didn't even know it was happening. But, like, there was this one time I had a whole ass meltdown because I went with my family member, some of my family, I'm not gonna say who because I don't want them to feel like I'm roasting them. But we pretty much went to, like, not, it wasn't a concert, but it was, like, it was kind of, like, a low-key concert. Like, there were speakers everywhere. It was at, like, Town Center. And, so it was kind of like a concert. Like, there's tons of people there, but it wasn't, like, an official, like, you bought tickets to go there type thing. It was just kind of like a gathering.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, similar to, like, Jubilee concerts.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So we went there, but, like, they didn't tell me that we were going there on purpose because they knew that I was going to freak out. Well, not telling me is even worse. So we get there, and I'm like, cool, for probably a solid 5 minutes. And then it used to come out, it still does, but I haven't had a panic attack in a while, but it comes out in, like, hives that aren't, like, whelped up. So, like, pretty much splotches everywhere.
Yeah.
And I just started bawling, like, I lost it. I was like, you have to get me out of here. Like, I can't. And it's really embarrassing. And I know that I was, like, embarrassing my family members because they were like, chill out. Like, stop it. And I was just, I couldn't. I was just like, like, there's just so many people. Like, yeah. I just can't. I don't know.
And if then it people makes you feel better. One time that happened at church. Well, not the same way. Like, I went outside hyperventilating. And then I'm, yeah, like, on the ground crying. And, like, then this was at church. And then people come out, and then they had me get into a car so they could turn the AC on because it was in the summer.
So they thought you were just hot.
And I was literally crying for, like, the rest of the service.
That was scary.
In the car. Just, like, probably almost choking myself crying.
So, bitch, don't fucking tell me my anxiety's not real.
Okay. Oh, no.
Because, like, I know. There was one time it was really bad. I called my mom. And because I was like, I was at school and I called my mom and I was just like, I'm literally on my floor bawling and I can't make it stop. Like, I was like, I can't go outside. Like, I'm freaking out. And so it's like, it's annoying because people don't understand. They're just like, suck it up. Like, get over it. It's like, no, yeah. I can't. Like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I went to therapy at one point and they, like, gave me, like, coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some of them worked, and then some of them just didn't. And I was just like, I don't know. But, yeah. Highly suggest going to therapy. They are helpful.
They are. I used to see a therapist. It was nice.
Who hasn't seen a therapist? I'm just kidding. Probably normal people. I'm not normal.
Right. We're all just really messed up.
I'm over here like, yeah, I'm totally fucked up. But not as fucked up as some people.
That is true.
Like, hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the one thing that I hate about myself, though. Like, I'm scared to even go out to eat. Like, I won't. I'll be like, hey, let's go get it and bring it back. I'm not staying in public. I just start freaking out, like, the moment I step into a restaurant. I don't know what it is. Because I used to not be like that. Like, when I was little, I didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I would just sit there with my family, like, heck yeah. Even now, even if I'm with my family now, like, a situation I would have been comfortable with 10 years ago, I, like, freak out now. And yeah. I don't understand what happened. I don't have, like, something that gave me, like, I don't know, like, bad, like, trauma. Like, I don't have anything that happened in a restaurant that, like, made me not want to go into a restaurant. Like, I didn't witness, like, a shooting or something.
Maybe
but, like,
school. School can mess you up, because then you got, I mean, like, even if you don't experience it, you still learn about, like, bullies. You, like, are, like, oh my goodness, I could, somebody could come
shoot
and
me.
Just, yeah, decide to bully
I do
me
think
and,
about
like,
that.
Punch
no,
me in the
okay.
wall.
I don't know if it's because I'm an architecture major or if it's because I'm anxious or both. But the second I walk into a building, my ass knows where the exits are. Like, I'm getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's, like, weird, but that I think about that. But also, being an architecture major, I look at, like, everything in a building when I walk in.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, if there's a fire, I'm getting out this way. If there's a shooter, I'm hiding here. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, like, a thought that I have. I don't know why. But I don't think that's what stops me. It's just, like, people. Just literally being out with people. Because, like, I remember a few weeks ago, I went out to get a drink with my friend. Not a drink, like, alcohol, but I literally got water. Because I can't drink coffee because it causes me to have a whole ass panic attack, too.
Uh-huh.
But he got coffee. So I would say we went to get coffee, but I got water. Anyways, but we're sitting in this cafe, and it's, like, probably, it's not a huge cafe, it's, like, pretty small, but it's packed. And it's probably, I mean, I want to say no more than, like, 30 people in there, because it was pretty small. It's, like, the size of, like, a small Starbucks equivalent.
Okay.
I was freaking out the whole time I was there, and I, like, was trying not to act like it, but I was freaking out, and, like, I eventually was like, look, I gotta go. I was like, I can't sit in here anymore.
Uh-huh.
But I think I told him, I mean, I wasn't lying. I had, like, schoolwork I had to do, but I was just like, I gotta go. Like, I can't. I don't know why I get like that. It's just, like, people. Just people. Masses around me. I can't do it. I freak out. And it causes, like, it's so embarrassing because I'll go out to eat with people and I'm like, you can tell I'm, like, antsy. Like, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, I can't. And it's embarrassing because, like, I want to be able to sit down and eat a dinner with somebody and not have to, like, run out the door.
Yeah.
Because that even happened to me. I feel like it happened to me one time and I was even with my mom. And, like, typically if I'm with my mom, I'm, like, not as scared. I don't know why. My mom has that effect on me. I'm not as scared if I'm with my mom.
Yeah. I think everybody has, like, their people that make them more comfortable in certain situations.
Yeah, but it, like, even with my boyfriend, I'm, like, get me the fuck out of this crowd. Like, I just can't. And it's not that I don't feel safe. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just people. People scare the fuck out of me. Like, get away from me.
Uh-huh.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe crowds make me reach that limit of, like, public interaction, like, really fast. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what it is, but it, like, it makes me feel crazy because even people I know that have anxiety can sit at a restaurant. Like, I can't. I couldn't even tell you the last time, besides that coffee shop, I could not tell you the last time I sat down at a place and ate. Unless it was, like, really, really late at night or, like, a time when the place was, like, dead and there's, like, two other people in there. I can sit and eat then if there's nobody in there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time we went somewhere.
To eat?
Yeah, it was probably years. Chick-fil-A. Probably at a Chick-fil-A sitting. I think we did sit down.
See, now, I'm kind of weird. Yeah, me, you, and we'll call her... It's our other best friend. We'll call her...
Lola.
Lola? Okay.
Okay, her name's Lola.
So me, you, and Lola. Lola, I know you listen to this. Hi, Lola. You know who you are. We go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah, it's weird because some places that I've been to more on a more regular basis, I can sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get anxious, but not as bad. Like, I'm not like, I gotta run out the door. Like, Chick-fil-A, yeah. I feel safe there. That one Chick-fil-A. Now, if we went to a crowded Chick-fil-A somewhere else, I'd be like, you get me the fuck out of here. But if we went, I don't know, I'm weird. It's weird. It's like a situational thing. Like, it just depends. It just depends on the day. Depends on how anxious I already am that day. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it drives me crazy, though. It's really embarrassing. Because I've been out to eat with people, and, like, sometimes I can hold it together more if it's people that I don't know as well, because I know that I can't reach that limit of, like, panicking in front of them, so I have to, like, keep my composure somewhat.
Uh-huh.
But, like, people that I'm actually comfortable around, those are the people that I actually panic in front of. Because those are the ones that I'm like, okay, they're not gonna hate me if I have to, like, run outside real quick. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I've had to do that before. Like, I've been sitting down with people and been like, I'm gonna go outside, I'll see you in a little while. Like, I don't know.
Gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
And it drives me crazy because I also get, like, physically ill from it, from anxiety. Like, it'll literally make me puke.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was riding in the car with, I'm gonna call my boyfriend Paco because that sounds fun. So I was riding in the car with Paco, okay. And, I was like, I'm gonna throw up. I was like, I need you. Because we were in, like, a store, and I reached that limit, and I was like, we gotta get out of here. And so we get out of there, and I think it was a combination of what I ate, too, because I also have stomach problems, so, like, uh-huh. I'm fucked up all around. But, like, I was like, okay, so we get in the car, and I'm, like, gagging, and I'm, like, pull over, like, I'm gonna throw up. Like, I'm gonna throw up. And he was like, hold it in! Because, like, we were on, you know, that two-lane road where, like, uh-huh. There's nowhere to pull off. So he's like, hold it in, like, don't puke! And I'm like, and so then he, like, finally, like, gets to this, like, grass area, because he was, like, trying to make me, well, he wasn't trying to make me, but he was, like, wondering if I could wait to get to, like, a stopping point, and I was like, no, pull over right there, like, I can't. So I got out, and I threw up, like, three times.
Dang.
Yeah, it was, like, so bad. But yeah, it's, like, annoying, because, like, you can't just throw up anywhere. Like, why can't I just be normal and, like, go out to eat and not want to puke? Like,
I'm sorry, weird.
It's so weird. I hate it. I'm sorry. I just went on, like, a 20-minute rant, probably, on how I hate myself. It's fine.
How long is this? We're
at 50 minutes, just about.
Oh, wow.
But after editing, it'll probably still be, like, 50 minutes, just about. Because usually after I edit, I like to keep it as raw as possible. Like, I try not to edit out too much audio. Uh-huh. Unless I accidentally say something that I really regret. But most of the time, they just get what they get.
Get what you get and you don't throw with it.
Right. Because you can have your own podcast.
Although everybody's throwing fits nowadays on everything.
Oh, triggered.
Yeah.
I am offended that you liked my brother's post and not mine. I wouldn't know because I don't have any brothers. Hashtag sister life. Also, I don't know if I can say this, but I just won't say which sister. Today, I was like, okay, I will admit, I was kind of messing with her. I was singing a song in her face. But, like, wasn't anything, like, violent, okay? I was just, like, kind of closer than normal. Because I was, like, I had the song stuck in my head, and so I was just, like, singing it in her face. You guys can't see me moving, but I'm, like,
she's over here dancing.
I'm over here dancing. So I'm like singing this song in her face, and she just looks at me and she goes, "You know I'm your sister. I can kick you in the face." And I was like, "Kick me in the face and I'm knocking you out." But anyways, siblings. That's what I was saying. Siblings are crazy. Yes. And you would think me being the older sibling, I'd be the mean one. But I'm not. They're mean to me sometimes.
Of course, they gotta gang up on you.
Right. I do get ganged up on. They all, like, dogpile on top of me. And most of the time it's funny, so, like, I don't get mad. But there have been times where they've, like, held me down. I'm like, okay, let me up. Like, I'm strong, but I also can't hurt them. Being the oldest sibling is annoying. You wouldn't know because you're the youngest.
I'm the youngest.
I got into this whole conversation, actually, with one of my professors. Well, it was, like, me, my professor, and other students. And we were, like, talking about younger siblings. And my professor is, like, an oldest sibling, too. And I was like, how come the oldest sibling is the one that, like, has to watch their younger siblings get away with murder? And, like, we get in trouble, but they don't. Like, we had a whole rant about that, too. It's the same professor that had the vent sesh. Shout out to him. He lets you vent pretty much whenever you want. Yeah, he's cool. But yeah, I'm sorry, guys. This is, like, a whole episode about just ranting about random shit, and I really didn't expect it to go here, but I'm liking where it is, because, like,
yeah,
I got a lot.
Yeah, we kind of got really off topic.
Yeah, we did. I got a lot off my chest, so, you know, I'm happy. We wanted to play Would You Rather. Do you still want to play that?
I mean, it's okay.
You don't want to play it?
We can if you want to. I don't really care.
I want to find good Would You Rather questions. Let's Google the best Would You Rather questions ever. Do you have any other stories you want to tell? We'll have you on again for sure because you're funny.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Stories basically just come randomly in my brain and then I speak.
Hold
and
up,
then it
what
comes
did you
into
say?
A story.
What did you just say?
I said stories just randomly come into my brain, and then I speak and tell the story.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of how everybody's brain works.
Well, mine goes fast.
Okay.
Sometimes. Not when I need it.
This is a whole ass page of Would You Rather questions, so let's answer some of them. Would you rather lick a dirty trash can or the bathroom floor?
Trash can.
Depends on where the bathroom floor is, because if it's, like, my own house, I bleach the shit out of it, so...
I mean, I'm thinking more like a public bathroom and a public trash can.
Okay, public bathroom, public trash can, I guess the trash can. But I don't fucking know. I'm such a germaphobe. That's another problem I have.
Yeah, well, you never know what's going to be on that bathroom floor. Like, people can miss and then step
in
it.
Oh, God.
And then,
ew.
But odds are they're not kicking the trash can with whatever on the bottom of their shoe.
True, true, true.
Okay. Although, what's on their hands, but
Would you rather have an extra finger or an extra toe?
An extra toe, because people can't see it.
Oh, good point. I was going to say finger to help me, like, grab things, but then it's off symmetry.
And I suck at balance anyway, so maybe that would help.
Oh, true.
An extra toe would balance you, or it would really screw me over. One or the other.
This one's kind of funny. Would you rather only be able to crawl on all fours, or only be able to walk backwards? Walking backwards? Can you imagine if, like, everyone just walked backwards? But then I guess it would be forwards, because it would be normal.
I mean, it wouldn't really be forward, it would still be backwards, it's just backwards would be the new normal instead of forward.
Well, backwards would be the new forwards.
I just said that.
Oh. If you're like, no, you're wrong! Okay. Sorry. But yeah, so would you rather crawl or walk backwards? I think walk backwards. That shit's funny.
I mean, that would be funny, but if I crawled, it would be working out all my extremities, so I'd probably be pretty strong. So I guess I'd crawl.
Yeah.
But then again, what if there's a spider on the ground? You're just 10 times closer to that. So maybe I'll do backwards. This is what overthinking is.
Yeah. Hashtag don't play Would You Rather with us. We'll talk about it forever. Okay. Would you rather lose your sense of taste or your sight?
Taste.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
I already can't eat anything, so.
Then I would just eat everything healthy, because it wouldn't matter. And then that'd be great, actually. No, true, I mean, true. It wouldn't be great, because then I would
just shovel in
miss
the salad.
The taste of...
Shovel in the salad.
Yeah.
Well, if you've never tasted, then you wouldn't know what you're missing.
Yeah, that is true.
And I'd rather be able to see. Would you rather would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time? So, like, pause,
travel.
Yeah, same. I want to see if young Thomas Jefferson was actually hot or not. Okay. Would you rather have your dream job or find your true love? That's hard.
Probably find my true love.
Really? Yeah, I don't know if I'd be willing to give... Oh, true. Okay, but it doesn't mean you're not going to find love. You just might not find your true one.
I mean, you could always become a farmer. Just because...
A farmer?
It may not be your dream job, but you could do something to make money, even if it's not your favorite.
Okay.
And you won't be forever alone.
That's a good point. Okay, I'll find my true love. Let's be romantic. Would you rather marry the hottest person alive or the smartest person alive? Smartest.
Smartest.
Because hottest, he could be a dumbass, and then what? How? Smartest that is could not be sexy. Like
a billionaire, and that would be nice.
Hell yeah. Okay, good point. Plus, if he's really smart, you know, he's probably working all the time. So if he's ugly, it's okay.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
ouch. Shout out to the nerds. They don't get enough love. Would you rather fight a cat-sized lion or a lion-sized cat? Cat-sized lion. So a really tiny lion or a really huge cat. At that point, it is a lion.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's pretty much, are you fighting a baby lion or a big lion? Baby lion.
But
he's probably got a cute little mane, like Simba.
Aww.
But you have to fight him, so.
Oh, well, no, I couldn't fight my cat.
I'm thinking about my cat, like.
I don't know, I guess a small one.
Evil. Okay, yeah, small one. Would you rather have the loudest voice in quiet places or have to whisper the rest of your life? I'd be fine with whispering for the rest of my life. I don't like being the center of attention at all.
Honestly, I already don't have a loud voice and I'm a pretty quiet person. So the whispering probably wouldn't be much of a change to my life.
Yeah, same. Plus, most of the time, I don't talk because in my head I'm a bitch. So... People are probably glad I don't talk, because if I did talk, because when I do start saying what I actually think, people are like, damn, she's, like, fucking mean.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're so quiet, and I'm just, in reality, I'm, like, completely in my head, I'm zoned like, yeah. out. Everything you said, and I'm like, oh, yeah, when are they gonna stop talking?
Rip. Like, I'm done talking to you, please walk away. I wouldn't say I'm like that. Like, I listen to people, but I just don't, first off, I don't like being the center of attention. Mm-hmm. Second off, like I said, don't say anything, you know, well, I guess I didn't already say this, but don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say, and most of the time, I'm a bitch. So, like, people think I'm nice, but it's just because I'm quiet, and I don't know how many times I have to tell people this, but, like, nice and quiet do not always correlate.
Everybody's like, oh, you're fucking, so nice.
Am I nice? And then sweet and innocent. That doesn't always correlate either. Like, yeah. I can be, like, I've met some hoes that are sweet, like,
yeah.
Since when? Okay, anyways. But yeah, my ass is mean. People are gonna be like, you're not mean. I'm like, bitch, yes I am. You just don't know what I'm saying because I keep it in my head.
Right.
I'm nice enough to, I guess I am nice for keeping it in.
Yeah.
But that's half true. The shit I say is not nice in my head. Would you rather be a famous scientist or a pop star?
I guess scientist.
Yeah, me too.
Because pop star, that comes with a whole lot of attention and paparazzi. Yeah.
And, like, scientists have fans, but they're, like, famous smart people have fans, but they're not, like, stalking them as much, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't hear of, like, scientists being stalked.
Life.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
And are probably still, like, rich, because they're famous scientists.
Mm.
I mean, not as they're probably not making as much as a pop star, but it's still good enough to get yourself probably a nice giant house.
True. Would you rather see your future or see everyone's future but your own?
See my future, because I really don't care about other people's future. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit. Okay, but you could turn this into a job opportunity. Hear me out. If you can see everyone else's future, you can be like, pay me and I will tell you your future.
That's true. You can
make
true.
Fucking bank.
But then, how far in the future? Like, are you going to heaven or hell?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know.
You could be like, oh, yeah, you're going to hell. And they're going to be like, fuck you.
I don't know if I would. But then they can change it. they can make actions and be a better person and be a woman or man of God.
Yeah.
Ew, that's disgusting. This was in the movie, crap, what's that movie called? It's the girl that, like, has the notes that dates all the gods, or not all the gods. Okay, fucking ignore me.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called, and I can't. To All the Boys I've Loved.
I've never actually watched that.
Okay, well, in this movie, they ask this question, so I'm gonna ask you. Would you rather only drink water or drink every beverage with a drop of pee in it?
Water.
Same. I drink water anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink much else. Unless we're counting claws, because I love claws, but it's fine. Would you rather have the same phone forever or the same haircut forever? Same phone. Because eventually I'm going to be old and not know how to use the old phones anyways.
Yeah, probably same phone.
Like, I know the technologies that are going to come out when we're old are going to be scary, and I just don't even want to know. Would you rather have bad breath or stinky feet? Stinky feet.
Stinky
feet. Because nobody's going to want to kiss me.
Yeah.
And, like, your feet are farther away from your head most of the time, so people aren't going to smell it as often.
Boom. Yeah.
Would you rather go to jail for a crime you didn't commit or turn in your best friend for committing murder? Well, if my best friend's a murderer, I think they should be in jail, and they're not my best friend anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I would let a murderer run loose.
Or maybe it's asking, like, you either have to go to jail for something you didn't do, or you have to turn your best friend in for murder even if they didn't do it. If that's the case, so it's like you or your best friend, which one's going to jail? Sorry, best friend, you going to jail, because I ain't about to go down like that.
That would look really bad.
Yeah, like, I can't go to jail. I wouldn't be able to have my dream job. Which apparently doesn't matter, because I just need to find my true love anyways.
I couldn't go to jail either.
Yeah, no, I can't go to jail. Most professions, you shouldn't. It's frowned upon. Would you rather be, oh, this one's easy for me, so easy. Would you rather always be caked in makeup or wear your natural face always? Natural face.
Natural
face. I already don't wear that much makeup.
Yeah, and then makeup would clog your pores, and then you'd break out, and then you'd have to put even more makeup on. You would just look like a clown with layers.
Boom, clown with layers. You heard it here first. okay. So, I actually just thought about this, but we're gonna have it on this episode because I need someone else's opinion.
Okay.
I have been told by multiple people, but I'm about to roast two in particular. multiple people have told me that I look like the girl from... Have you seen the show Last Man Standing?
No.
Okay. Do you know who this actress is? Caitlin Dever. I don't know how to say her name right.
No, but she's pretty.
Okay, everyone says I look just like her. Please tell me they are wrong. Okay, hold on. Let me show you more pictures.
I can see it.
Oh my gosh, you are not about to agree. Hold on, let me find more pictures, because I think everybody that says this is wrong. So many people say this to me. It's actually getting old, but I guess it's better. When I was little, I used to be told I looked just like Lindsay Lohan before she went crazy. but they were like, you look just like Lindsay Lohan when she was young. And it got to a point where people would be like, you look just like... And they wouldn't be able to say it, and they'd be like, Lindsay Lohan. They'd be like, oh my gosh, yes, you look just like Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh my god, if one more person tells me this. They say I look just like her. Please tell me that they're wrong.
I mean, if you two were standing next to each other, I would know who is who. I would know you are you. Oh, I sound like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, you do.
But, like, I can see where people are coming from.
Especially in this show, because her hair is more red.
I can see where people are, like, coming
from. But we're not,
from.
Like, twins.
No, I wouldn't say y'all are, like, identical, but I could definitely see.
Thank you. That is all I needed.
Why people say that.
Like, okay, I even admitted, I was like, okay, we could be sisters.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. We do look similar, but we do not look just alike. People are like, you look just like her. I'm like, no, I fucking don't. So guys, go look up Caitlin Dever, and then go on my Instagram, arbitrary advice, no capital symbols or spaces, and then you tell me what you think, because I'm telling you, we are not twins. Yeah. I did agree enough to say that we look like sisters, but we're not twins.
Well, I'm convinced. You know how Snapchat's got the girl and boy filters? Huh? I look like Josh Peck as a boy.
Oh my gosh, you do.
Oh, I'm glad you
were. Wait, I wonder what I look like. I wonder what I look like.
I literally took a poll and most people said I did look like him.
Most people said you did or didn't?
Did. But, like, some people said I didn't, and I was like, ouch.
Snapchat filters are, like, my favorite thing ever.
So, Josh Peck, if you're listening, I'm your twin, just the female version.
I'm your twin, just the female version. When I have the... Oh, here it is.
I'm with pretty sure the I look really Snapchat weird. Filter. Maybe Josh Peck needs to do the female filter.
I look
filter
like a fucking murderer. Like I look like somebody... That looks like a mugshot of, like... The next Ted Bundy. Like, I look scary.
Yeah, you look like you're getting ready to sell drugs.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I don't look like a murderer. I look like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's sad. I wish I was hot as a guy. What do I look like with the girl filter myself? The girl filter makes you look really young. Look. I look like the mom from Coraline.
No, you don't.
I feel like I do.
It's not scary. At all.
Just like, I don't know. It just has Coraline vibes to me. Anyways, Snapchat filters are the best. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? Because we have been going on and on and on.
Josh Peck over here.
Okay, that one, not as much. I don't know what it is. But like, yes, I'm pretty sure I answered yes on the poll. Because I'm pretty sure you asked me and I was like, yes, you look like Josh Peck.
And Lola said no, just on purpose. Because she knew it was bothering me.
See, that's how polls can be skewed. Because if they hate you or if they want to bug you, they can answer opposite of what you want them to. Or opposite of what they actually believe.
Okay, this isn't a good comparison, but like...
But on the poll, the poll I took strictly for science and figuring out whether or not Thomas Jefferson is young was sexy, I'm just going to pretend like... If it comes back in agreement with me, we're just gonna pretend like nothing is skewed and I'm right. Because I think Thomas Jefferson was sexy. Just like, what's that one president that was actually hot? Who am I thinking of? What president was, like, really hot and everybody thought he was hot? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm over here trying to take a
am
selfie.
Am I thinking of John F. Kennedy or am I thinking of Reagan? Okay.
Hold on. I've never really thought the president says hot.
No, maybe I have a what's it called? Fetish. I have a president fetish. Ronald Reagan. His name was Ronald, right? I'm not crazy.
Look at
no,
this picture.
No, Ronald Reagan was not hot. I'm wrong. Ronald Reagan was old. You do look like Josh Peck. It was Kennedy. It was Kennedy that was hot. I'm not crazy. Tell me I'm wrong. He's hot.
No.
You don't
you're
think
wrong.
Kennedy's hot?
No.
Whatever. Okay, yeah, no, he's really not. I don't know what president I'm thinking of, but I'm thinking... Okay, hold on. We're gonna look up the presidents, and I'm gonna tell you which ones I think are hot. Okay, so George Washington, not hot. We're just gonna go through all 44 of them. Why not? I got time. George Washington, don't think he was hot. John Adams, don't think he was hot. Thomas Jefferson, I'm convinced...
You gotta find the younger picture of them.
Well, you can't, because these were all, like... In the 1700s.
Okay,
there's
we'll
just
get,
paintings.
Like, find a really good artist who can, like, ooh, use a Snapchat filter on them, the baby one.
I don't have time for that. I'm just gonna
you
say
just
what
like,
I...
I've got time.
I'm just gonna say what that. Shh, don't call me out. I think Thomas Jefferson was hot. James Madison, no. James Monroe, no. John Quincy Adams, definitely not. Andrew Jackson, nope. Martin Van Buren, nope. William Henry Harrison, no, 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 no. Okay, we'll just go to, like, the hot one. I think Abraham Lincoln was probably sexy when he was young. Don't care what anybody thinks. I think Abe Lincoln was probably hot.
I doubt that.
Really? You don't think so? Okay, well, I do. I think Thomas Jefferson, Abe Lincoln. I'm just kidding. She's looking
okay.
at me.
Okay.
She's looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm just kidding.
Crush it on history.
I hate history, but let me tell you. Teddy Roosevelt looked like Robin Williams to me. Who else
let
was
me see.
Hot? Teddy Roosevelt looks kind of like Robin Williams. But I think it's because Robin Williams played Teddy Roosevelt in a movie.
No, he looks like that guy from, like, Mall Cop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know the actor's name, but, like, the guy who rides on the scooter.
The main character?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does!
That's the guy from Grown Ups. Okay, hold on. We're gonna... Guys, I'm sorry. This episode's really long. But we just had a lot to go over. Okay. Mall Cop. Paul Blart Mall Cop. He does not look like him.
They're twins.
Okay, whatever. We're just not even gonna entertain this. What the? Okay, where was I?
Going back to see the resemblance. Like, come back
there. I don't see it.
It's literally, like, they're twins. What is wrong with your
Why
eyes?
Did I think there was a president that was, like, really sexy?
Because you've always got really bad taste.
I do not.
Well, I wouldn't say taste.
Don't look I'm at my track record, though, because they're all ugly.
But you don't think that guy looks like the guy from Mall Cop. I think you just got some vision problems or something.
I have vision problems. Maybe far away, but this is close up. I'm good. Okay. It stands. The only two presidents that I think might have been hot, and it's because I don't have any proof, is Abe Lincoln and, what the fuck? Who's the other guy? Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Those are the two that I think were sexy. All the other ones were not. I take back what I said about whoever I said was sexy. I take back what I said about them.
Who was the guy that looked like the guy from Mall Cops?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Y'all need to go look up Teddy Roosevelt and the guy from Mall Cops and tell her she's
That'll
wrong.
Be the next poll. We have a lot of polls to take. Okay, so is there anything else we want to talk about or what? I was going to do a shout out this week, but I'm not even going to shout anybody out this week because it's too long. This episode's over an hour long, but I'm excited to have had you on. But is there anything else you want to say, do, talk about, sing? Do you want to sing?
Ah!
Oh, that was beautiful. that was great.
All right. Where's my record deal?
Oh, shit. I have 2 cents, so.
Oh.
If okay. I don't get a record deal first for the album I've written, which a lot of people don't know that I write songs, but just expose myself. I'd be mad if you got one before me just for saying law.
I said law in the most beautiful tone deaf way.
Oh God, I kind of miss singing.
Chorus?
Yeah, I miss it.
Yeah, chorus is fun.
Singing is fun. Even if you suck, singing is fun.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think I suck, but I don't think I'm good.
Sometimes I listen to myself in the car and I'm like, man, I sound bad.
No, the real test is recording yourself singing and then hearing it. You know,
if I'm already hearing it like this, like, no, I'm not gonna record myself.
So something that I did to test microphones, like when I first plug them in, is I start rapping.
Okay.
And so that's how I found out that if I ever released any of the songs I've written, because all the songs that I've written are rap songs, which are pretty much poems at this point because I don't have any beats to them, somebody else is gonna have to rap them for me because I suck.
Well, you don't have to be a good singer to rap.
I know, but you have to sound good when you're rapping. Like Nicki Minaj? Come on. She sounds good. That's beatboxing.
Well, it's the background noise. Then the next person's gotta say the do re mi rap rap, yeah.
Do re mi rap rap, yeah. That's the next hit, guys. Okay, I think we should probably wrap this up because we just went on 80,000 tangents.
yeah, for real.
Literally half the stuff. We didn't even cover some of the stuff we said we were gonna talk about. Yeah, so thank you for coming on, Ava. I hope you will come back again.
I had fun.
All right. See you guys next week. If you need anything, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email. You know the drill. If I haven't told you, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I cussed at you.
I'm not here.
If I... I got lost in her eyes. Don't flatter yourself. If nobody told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, you're killing it, and I will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a Titancast episode.